same love too. Don't hear the haters, be game changers, speak and live your truth. Stand up and be proud, let it in, shout it out. Hold up your light, let it shine. 'Cause love is love, it's all the same. Step proud, speak up, we are the same. There's no right or wrong way, baby, do it your way.
That's Tomorrow Bird, an acoustic folk duo hailing from Reading in the UK with their new single Love is Love. Now, Tomorrow Bird features the musical pairing of Jen Bird and Simon Driscoll, who specialise in heartfelt songs that reflect on the human experience. They sing of hope, love, loss, courage and empowerment, creating stories and melodies that are complemented by the duo's rich vocals and seamless harmonies. Tomorrow Bird released their self-titled debut album in 2018, and they have also co-written and produced four full-length musicals together: The Island of Lost Children, The Best Murder Mystery Party Ever, The Box, and Imagine That. To learn more about Tomorrow Bird and their music, we're pleased to welcome Jen and Simon to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you guys join us today.
Hi, thank you for having us.
When I read an intro like that, and it's not just about the music, it's also about these musicals that you work on, it makes me realize there is such a lot of interesting topics to talk about today. But I want to start off with talking about how you got together as a duo, because I know you've both been involved in music in one capacity or another for quite a while. I think it was, what, 2010 you actually first met?
Yeah, we did. It was we were both playing at the same gig. It was at a university, and I was playing earlier on in the bill. It was the first time I'd ever played my songs live, so I was nervous anyway. And then he and his band, Brent Tomorrow, were headlining, and out just stepped this effortlessly charismatic and just so comfortable on stage person who then, when the microphone failed, just jumped out into the audience and sang amongst them. And I remember just staring, thinking, in a million years, I could never do that, let alone go up and talk to them. But yeah, here we are all these years later.
So when did you actually decide to be a duo then? I mean, when did that actually happen?
It was a few years later. Jen was actually looking for a guitar teacher. And we have a mutual friend who put her back in touch with me for that. So I started helping her with her guitar playing. And then I ended up sort of playing guitar on your solo project for a little while for your live performances there.
First album you played on that.
And that's when I managed to grab you in for a musical idea.
Yeah, we were driving back from a recording session for my album, and you said to me really casually, "Do you fancy writing a musical together?" And I was like, "How hard could that be?" Sure. And then I think a year later, if you survive writing a musical together, you know that you can definitely stand working together. We just started gigging together, and then we just very organically started writing as a duo. It was weird because we'd written a whole musical and then started writing our own material. Yeah. But it definitely was different, but it felt very natural, I think.
It was. Everything we write seems to come together quite naturally, which is lovely.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when I listen to some of your music, I can still feel that musical theatre background coming through. Now, Jen, you had a solo career, right? And Simon, you had Burnt Tomorrow was your... Is that a folk rock band or?
It's a folk rock band, yes. Yeah. Still going.
Yeah, we both still do our still respective do those bits and bobs. But yeah, Tomorrow Bird sort of took the focus. But
yeah.
It kind of bleeds naturally into each other. We often steal each other's songs. So there's songs from my album that we do as Tomorrow Bird, songs from Burn Tomorrow that we do as Tomorrow Bird. So it's great. You have three back catalogs to choose from, which is nice.
Yeah.
So the musical theater, Jen, you were actually in musical theater, right?
So I was previously in musical theater and then just got bitten by the songwriting bug. So I loved being in theater. It's just, I really wanted to express and create my own songs. And once I did that and I started working with an amazing producer called Ivan Anchon, and just, he really sort of helped me create my own things. And that just became like a drug, just singing things that I had written. And then along the way, me and you fortunately shared the same kind of drug addiction that I did with that. So it just worked. I sang on the soundtrack for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 for Nintendo. That was really, really good fun. Amazing fun.
Are there actually many songs on a game like that?
So there were two songs on the first Xenoblade Chronicles 2 game, and then the extension add-on had another song. But it's such a massive industry now, and they have like full orchestras for the sound score, and this Japanese composer Yasunori Mitsuda, who is an amazing composer, did the entire score. It's like a movie, but just 20 times longer. And people just get so invested, so there's a lot of pressure because you don't want to let them down. You're just part of such an epic story. But yeah, just mind-blowing that I got to do that. Still pinch myself to this day.
And Simon, you had a bit of a solo career as well as Burnt Tomorrow. I mean, your instruments, you play guitar and also piano are your main instruments, is that right?
Yes. So I was actually a classically trained pianist before anything else. And I picked up guitar when I was 16 because I wanted to be the next Kurt Cobain. That never worked out.
That's good for me then.
But I've always continued writing piano stuff, and I had a collection of, I think, 9 songs. And I said to Jen, should I release this? She said yes, but then we thought 9 was not the right number, so I had to quickly jot down a 10th.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was like, no, you said, no, I can't do 9. And then I was like, okay, well, see if like a new piece feels right. And the next day by like, 11 in the morning, you'd be like, I have a 10th now.
I love the way that you mentioned how that, Jen has a solo career. Simon has a solo career plus the band Burnt Tomorrow. And then you bring it all together with Tomorrow Bird, where you share music between you. But I'm fascinated by the fact that you write musicals as well. So let's talk a little bit about the musicals and how they fit into the whole Tomorrow Bird universe.
The whole musical idea came about because I was doing work, I still do, on every Saturday. I work with a charity for underprivileged kids and kids with special needs. And that was all through performing arts. So we would put on shows and they would perform them. All I was seeing each time was you would have a couple of main roles and a lot of children sat around not doing much for a while. I wanted there to be something that they could all be very included in, which is when I started coming up with the idea of maybe I could write something. How hard could it be? I could do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I approached Jen, because I had no idea about script writing or anything like that, you actually have a writing background as well.
Yeah, a bit of a one. I had like a terrible screenplay I never sold. But I used to do freelance articles and stuff. So I thought, how hard can it be to apply? And again, it felt wonderful to give back to these incredible kids and give them a project where, as he says, it's not just one or two main parts and everyone sits around. You know, all of them had something to really sink their teeth into, and you just see them really shine and grow in confidence and self-esteem. Yeah. And just discovering these talents that they didn't know that they had. Actually, some of them just discovering themselves through the stories that we wrote as well.
Incredible to watch, because some of these children would come in and they wouldn't speak to anyone. They would sit in a corner, very, very shy. And then you see this transformation on the stage where they suddenly become this character and they can open up. And that's a great motivation to keep writing.
Oh, I'm sure. And it must be great just naturally for you as performers. I mean, obviously, there's a huge teaching aspect to what you're doing on the musical side of things.
It's mind blowing. The first one we did, we did at the Haymarket in Basingstoke, and it's a beautiful theatre. And I think it took at least 3 to 4 weeks before I had actually realized what happened.
Yeah, it was
after
crazy.
It finished.
Like the curtains opened, and then like our music was playing, and like our story was on the stage, and then people were like clapping, and you're just watching, and you're like, this is for real. And then the curtains closed, and all the kids just went, yay! And it was just like, this is so surreal, which is what a profound privilege. But yeah, and then we decided we didn't have enough gray hairs, so let's do this 3 times more. But yeah, just nothing like it.
Yeah.
And I think that at least one of them's been to the West End, hasn't it?
Yes. That's right. The box was in Her Majesty's Theatre, which is where they show Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And that was last March, just gone.
It was. And the crazy thing about that was I was in the Musical Theatre Cafe in London with a friend a few weeks before we found out we'd be at Her Majesty's. And I was in the cafe, they have the blueprints of all these theaters around the room, and I was staring at Her Majesty's blueprint, and I said, how if we ever had one of our musicals in the West End, I know it'll never happen, but if it ever does, I'd love for it to be Her Majesty's, because that's the first theater I ever went to, and wouldn't that be great? Ha 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 ha. And then like 4 weeks later, I think you said that we had the call, and it was just what? So yeah, that was just walking around in a daze.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Yeah, one of the most stressful things we've ever done, I think. But
yeah, it's not easy work.
Definitely.
It's long hours.
But one of the most amazing by far. Yeah. I'll never forget that night. Wow.
Well, it's certainly pretty impressive to be. Obviously, you're incredibly productive in what you've been able to achieve. Now, 2018, that was when the debut album came out. Let's talk about Tomorrow Bird, but let's focus on the first song we played, because that's the new single, Love is Love.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that song and why you wanted to put it out with such a strong message.
Oh, that's straight to you. This was your little puppy.
So we got selected to perform at the Reading Pride Festival this year. We were so honored to be chosen. And then I said to you, didn't I? I said, I would love it if we could put out a single just speaking to the message that everyone should have the right to be who they are and to love who they love. And that should be a given. You know, it shouldn't be something you even have to debate anymore. It should be a basic human right. And everyone, wherever they fall on whatever spectrum, needs to speak out on that and just tell everyone that we're all, no matter what differences we have, we're all the same. We're all equal. And yeah, that's what Love is Love is about. It's about that. And it's about putting that message of love out there. It was just so important to us to be a part of not just the day, but the message.
I'd like to dip back into your debut album just now and play another song, and that is Beyond the Storm. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This is you again, Beyond the Storm.
So you were going through a tough time. You were really not well at the time.
Yeah.
And so I wrote Beyond the Storm just to, I think, cheer you up and also just let you know that no matter what happened, that I would always be there in the way that you are for me. And it's one of my favorite songs, that one.
So when you write songs, then am I right in thinking that, Simon, you are mainly in charge of writing the music, and then Jen, you come up with the lyrical ideas? Is that how things generally work?
It tends to be the way it works for the Tomorrow Bird songs, yes.
But yeah, it's about standing by someone when times are tough. And given where we are in the world right now, that feels like an ever more important message and sentiment.
Absolutely. Let's listen to that just now. This is Tomorrow Bird with Beyond the Storm from their 2018 self-titled album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I know you're hurting. I feel your pain. You're mad because you have to go through this again. I know you're tired, feeling strange. I know you're wondering if things will ever change. Just hold on a little longer. Don't you know you're halfway home? Every storm will make you stronger, and I won't let you weather it alone.
When the
Tomorrow Bird with Beyond the Storm from their 2018 self-titled debut album. Jen Bird and Simon Driscoll are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. We're chatting about their music. We've chatted about their musicals, four of them, which is absolutely amazing. The debut album, though, came out in 2018. So tell us about the production of the album. Did you produce it yourself or did you bring other people in to do that?
Yes. That was tricky because at the time we were both living with our parents, stuck in tiny rooms, the each of us. So I was running back and forth between the houses with my Mac, plugging in, record something, then take it back, sit in the corner of my room and start working on the production.
I don't think you slept for like 2 weeks. You were just producing around the clock.
It was fun. It was really, really good fun.
Did you have anyone else play on the album with you?
No, no, it's just the two of us.
Yeah, all of the music that you hear is Sai's arrangement and performing. Yeah.
So you're pretty comfortable doing everything then, I guess.
Yeah, the technology that's out there now means that anyone with enough drive can produce something that sounds good. If you're willing to put in the time, something will come out of it. It is crazy what you can do from your bedroom.
That is the amazing thing. Certainly the means of production has certainly got a lot easier over the last 10 years or so. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I want to go back to the album and play another track. We're going to play Heaven Forbid. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this was the first song we wrote together that wasn't from a musical.
Yeah.
I think originally I was planning to put something on the New Burnt Tomorrow album that was going to be a duet. And I came up with the music and started playing it to you and sort of left it in your capable hands to try and write some lyrics and a melody to it. And that's what came back. And then from a very selfish point of view, we decided to keep it.
We weren't even Tomorrow Bird at that point. It was just the first piece that we collaborated, as you say, that was a standalone. And it sort of set the tone for everything else in many ways.
Yeah.
I did mean to ask you, when you came up with the name Tomorrow Bird, I mean, obviously there's a bird here as well. What was the thought when you came up with the name?
You know, we didn't. We have to credit Jonah Matranga for that. We were opening for him in London once and we had just started performing together and he said, have you got a band name? And we said no. And he knew that Simon was in Burnt Tomorrow. He knew I was Jen Bird. And he went, there you go. Just a Tomorrow Bird. We were like, and then he introduced us as Tomorrow Bird at the end of the set.
Yeah.
and then we're like, oh, well, it saves us a job.
That actually makes a whole lot of sense. I didn't twig in on the Burnt Tomorrow, Tomorrow Bird aspect. But yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. Let's play that song just now. This is Tomorrow Bird with Heaven Forbid from their 2018 self-titled debut album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
It's not that I'm afraid, I just know I should walk away. No sense in repeating the past. That's what I try to tell myself, but I keep thinking about you and I feel nervous around you. I know I should go, but I can't move my feet. Heaven forbid you should know me. You and I feel lovers surround you. I know I should go, but I can't move my feet. Heaven forbid you should know me. I keep thinking about you, and I feel lovers surround you. I know I should go, but I can't move my feet. Heaven forbid you should know.
That's Tomorrow Bird with Heaven Forbid from their 2018 self-titled debut album. Jen Bird and Simon Driscoll from the band are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about their music. We've talked about the album. We've talked about the wonderful musicals you've written. Let's talk about the live show, what people can expect when they come to a Tomorrow Bird gig.
When we do our live show, we need other musicians to play the parts that we'd be missing. We try and keep it as stripped back and as pure as we possibly can.
Just the guitars and our voices, a lot of dorky banter, and many more guitars than people expect for a folk duo. You can expect voices, guitars, way too many guitars.
Just the right amount of guitars.
Yeah, banter and a lot of harmonies and singing from the heart.
And I think the fact that you have both had solo careers, you've got the Burnt Tomorrow Band in there as well, there must be a huge opportunity to, you know, really mix it up. And I guess, do you bring new songs to a gig that, you know, maybe try them out, see if it's something that would fit for Tomorrow Bird?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. It's a great way of finding out what will work and what won't. And you can gauge the audience's reaction and sort of gauge our reaction, because if it doesn't work for us, then we won't use it.
Yeah, sometimes you write something and you really think you're feeling it, and then for whatever reason, when you're singing live, you just don't feel connected to it, or it's just not fitting right. Oh. And then sometimes later on, it comes together. Sometimes it's just about timing. But yeah, there's nothing like a live performance to really gauge how you feel about a song.
Yeah. We're very fortunate around here. There are quite a few really beautiful, lovely venues that really care about the local music scene. So when you are performing, you're performing to a very accepting audience, a very caring audience, and a very respectful audience most of the time. So it's just wonderful that you can have those moments of connection with people in our hometown.
Is the difference between being in a pub where people are going about their own lives and you're sort of singing over them versus being in a proper venue where people are there because they want to listen to music, they want to connect with the music. And, you know, when you really feel like you've touched someone's existence through something that you've created, there is just no feeling like it on the earth.
No, that's wonderful. What does the future hold? More musicals?
So we're putting on a little bit of a stop on the musicals for a while.
Catch up and some sleep.
Catch our breath. When the box was going to the West End, we were in the process of writing the fourth, and we were performing that only a couple of months later. Mm. So it really, really sort of took over our lives, and it'd be nice to just step back a little bit. So we've started writing new material for the Tomorrow Bird stuff.
We have, yes.
We've been having a chat about which songs we can steal from our back catalogue as well.
So handy.
So I think a lot of this after the single is released is going to be concentrating on new material.
Yeah.
When do you hope to have a new album out? I know I think you've released two singles, iPhone Kiss and then Love is Love have come out, I think, since the album. When do you think there'll be a new album, and are you planning to release more singles before that?
It's funny. We don't really plan these things well. If it feels right, we just do it. So with the first album, it came together quite quickly, but it came together quite organically. So we never planned or we will be releasing an album in November of 2018, we wrote the songs and we said, oh, we've got enough for an album. When shall we release it? And I think we'll probably work the same way. We don't want to rush it and then put out something that we're not 100% happy with.
Yeah.
But I think we'd rather wait. So it's the same as if you have another idea like Aphonse Kiss. We were road tripping around Scotland and the song had just been played on the radio and I had it in my head, and the fact that we were on the beautiful Isle of Mull surrounded by this incredible scenery and I had a guitar with me, there was no way we couldn't.
Yeah, we just picked a spot by the water and just started singing and we decided, you know, when we get back, we need to record this as a single.
And I guess that's the perfect way to road test a song like that, right? You get to hear your, you know, the song that you might record in, you know, really stripped down form. And if it sounds good then it's certainly going to sound great when you get in the studio.
Exactly. I think it was Bono who said, if a song can't stand up to just a voice and a guitar, then the song isn't good enough yet.
So you're getting quite well known in the UK. I mean, certainly impressed by the people, you know, lots of people following you and keeping track of where you're at. When do you think you may end up coming across the pond? So it was an interesting question for people.
Well, yeah, I would love to. Let's see what happens in 2020 before we even talk about the USA.
But Canada, I have your family there and everything. So that
you have family in Canada. Yeah. I have friends in Canada. We were actually just talking about it. The possibility of going over, if not to a tour, at least a visit. I've never been, and I want to so much. And
yeah, well, we certainly love it if you came across. I love your music, and I love your infectious enthusiasm. It's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about the music of Tomorrow Bird, how can they do that?
I just want to go to www.tomorrowbird.com. We've got links to absolutely everything on there, or the musicals or the other projects we do. There's a contact page. Just get in touch and say hi.
Yeah.
Tomorrowbird.com is the hub.
And there's a link to something called Shout at the Dark on the page too, which is about supporting awareness for mental health as well, which we both really passionately believe in too.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. Well, it's been great to talk to you today. We've got one more track before we wrap the interview. We're going to play Get Gone from your debut album. You're going to be gone in a minute, so that seems a good time to be playing it. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This was brilliant. So I don't know who said it, the phrase is, there is a song in every new guitar. And Jen very graciously bought me a new guitar for Christmas. And it was a parlor guitar, and it had a very bluesy sort of Delta kind of sound to it. And the second it arrived, we started playing through a riff. And Jen had been working, and it wasn't...
I was in a bit of a frustrated place. So you started playing, and I just started, like, ad-libbing over the top. And the next thing we knew, we'd sort of written this kind of, hit the road kind of angry breakup song. It was fun. It was sassy. But yeah, that definitely cemented the hole in every guitar. There is a song.
I truly believe there is.
that was the song.
Perfect way to finish this interview. This is Tomorrow Bird with Get Gone from their 2018 self-titled debut. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Jen Bird and Simon Driscoll, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
It's been such a pleasure.
Baby, been feeling lately like you're trying to make me go out of my mind. I'm sick of trying to force it. This game is toxic, gotta quit living this lie. Once upon a time we had a good thing going on. Damned if I remember when, it's been so long and I'm done. Baby, I'm done. is over. Can't bear another day swallowing my rage. Baby, what I need, you're never gonna give me enough of this cage. I'm gonna fly free and get gone. Baby, I'm gone. 20 second chance was over way too long ago. Do a thing unless you're doing it for show. Every time you speak, I know I heard it all before. You're dreaming like it's singing, keep it coming back for more. Too damn long, you've been doing me wrong. I am done, baby, get gone. Baby, get gone. I don't need your condescension. Sick of this pretension, done feeding your ego. You're not what I need, so pack your bags and get on air. Chance was over way too long ago. You never do a thing unless you're doing it for show. Every time you speak, I know I heard it all before. You dream it like a sink and keep me coming back for more. Too damn long, you've been doing me wrong. I am done, baby, get gone. Baby, get gone. Baby, get gone. Never get gone.